This program was produced at and first aired on MPR, Manawatu People's Radio, with support from New Zealand On Air. Ka pai, irirangi tamoto, MPR.
Everybody knows blues had a baby. She called her baby rock and roll.
Hey, you're with Cyan, bringing you the roots of rock here on Manawatu People's Radio. Hey, I just received a brand new CD from Delmark Records, and it's Muddy Waters' son called Mud Morganfield. The album comes out about the 11th, just this later this week of November. I thought I'd play some Muddy Waters to start with to show you a bit of what his dad was like. And then I got a track from a whole pile of guys that got together to celebrate what would have been Muddy Waters' 100th birthday back in 2015, and covered some of his tracks. And then I've got a couple of new tracks from that new album from Mud Morganfield. So, all right, we kicked off the show there with She's All Right. That came out on one of my vinyl, sticky vinyl albums called Electric Mud back in 1968. The next track I'm going to play from Muddy Waters here is from an album, another one of my vinyl albums from 1967, this one. Mud in Your Ear was the name of the album, and it's A Sad Day Uptown.
I can hear the bell ringing. I believe my baby's gone. I can hear the bell ringing. I believe my baby's gone. I got the news this morning that I will be all alone. Look at it. On Sunday, but the devil turned me around. I started going to church on Sunday. Oh, the last time I saw her,
she was riding along. She was riding along. She was riding along, black Cadillac.
All right, just a quick bit of history on Muddy Waters. He was born McKinley Morganfield back in April of either 1913 or 1915. It's another one of those dates it's not 100% sure of. That was back in Isaquena County in Mississippi, or Rolling Fork, Mississippi. Depends which story you want to believe, I guess. Passed away in Westmont, Illinois back in 1983. And as I said, known as Muddy Waters, and he grew up on a Stovall plantation near Clarksdale, Mississippi, and by age 17 was playing the guitar and the harmonica. He was sort of emulating people like Son House and Robert Johnson. He was recorded in Mississippi by Alan Lomax, that guy that went right around the states here recording blues music for the Library of Congress. That was back in 1941. And in 1943, he moved to Chicago to take up music full-time. In 1946, he recorded his first records for Columbia and then for Aristocrat Records, which was a label formed by the Chess Brothers, Leonard and Phil. In the early 50s, he and his band, which included Little Walter Jacobs on the harp, Johnny Rogers on guitar, Elga Edmonds on drums, and Otis Spann on the piano, and they recorded several blues classics with, along with the guy on bass and songwriter Willie Dixon. And that was some of the songs that really made it into the top. He's very responsible for bringing back the blues, basically, and especially inspiring the UK people, because he toured England in 1958, I think it was, his first time over there. Big influence on guys like Eric Clapton and Jimmy Page and those people, so yes. All right, now another album I've got of his. I'm going to play a couple of tracks from this because live, it's in Paris, live back in 1972, put out by a record company called Pablo. But anyway, yeah, the album wasn't, well, this particular album wasn't re-released until 97, but yeah, it was actually recorded in Paris in 1972. The first track here is Clouds in My Heart.
Go look out at the weather. Woman, I believe it's gonna rain. People, I believe it's going to rain. I got to check up on my baby. She gone with me. Flashing. Don't you hear how the thunder roaring? Oh, the lightning was flashing, baby. Don't you hear how the thunder roaring? I'm all alone by myself, people. Don't you see how the wind is blowing? situation. Don't you hear how the thunder rolling? Well, it's gonna be a hurricane somewhere. It must be a twist of somewhere going on. Don't you see how the wind is blowing?
Of course, from that same concert, Paris 1972, we've got a Robert Johnson number here, but Muddy Waters covered Walkin' Blues.
I woke up this morning feeling round from my shoes. You could tell by that I had them up. Them old walking blue eyes. What this morning? Feeling round from the shoe. Well, you can tell about that now, baby. Yeah, man, I had the walking blue. Some people say they worry. Oh, blues ain't bad. That's the worst old feeling, you know, I'm up. I most ever had. Some people tell me, man, that oh, blues ain't bad. Well, I worst old feeling now, people say. baby, man, I'm old Silverhead. Yay! Brooks run into the ocean running into the sea. If I don't find my baby, somebody gonna show bury me. Brooks run into the ocean, man, the ocean. To the sea. Well, if I don't find my baby now, boy, somebody sure gonna bury me. Yay! If you wanna hear me, sit down and blow my horn. Just let me wake up one morning and find my little baby gone. Won't you wanna hear me, peoples? Sit down and blow my horn. Well, let me wake up one morning now, find my baby gone. I feel like snapping a pistol in your face. I'm gonna let some lonesome graveyard woman be your resting place. I feel like snapping now, a pistol woman down in your face. Better let some graveyard now, baby, my baby's resting place. All right. I don't mind dying, leaving this morning, but old Roddy Bly. Well, you know, I've been mistreated now, baby. Hee-hee, man, I don't mind dying. Head down to a toe. Look at him. The woman can break $100, man, most of it. Everywhere she go, you gotta move, boy. Head down to a toe. Well, you know, she can break $100 now, boy. Most of it. Why'd she go?
All right, time for a quick little break here on the Roots of Rock, but we're coming back with a couple more tracks from Muddy Waters, and then we've got his son, Mud Morganfield, who's just actually put out an album, brand new album, coming out on the 11th of November. Then we have some other brand new tracks and a whole pile more, so hey, don't go away.
If you enjoy this NPR podcast, please consider subscribing. Our podcasts are available on all major podcasting platforms, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, and Spotify, as well as the accessmedia.nz app.
Hey, Hey, you're back with Cyan here, bringing you the roots of rock on Manawatu People's Radio, MPR 999 AM on your radio dial. All right, got some more muddy waters here. I just want to say that his mother actually died shortly after his birth, and he was raised by his grandmother, Della Grant. And she gave him the nickname Muddy very early on because he loved to play in the muddy waters of a place called Deer Creek, a creek that ran past there nearby their place. And waters he added later as he began to play harmonica and perform locally in his early teens. He used to belong to a church, and he was a good Baptist singing in the church. So he got all his good moaning and trembling going on for right out of church, basically. He purchased his first guitar. This is quite interesting. He sold a horse, or the last horse that they had. He made about $15 for him, so he gave his grandmother $7.50, and he kept the other $7.50 for himself, and then he paid about $2.50 for his first guitar. Apparently it was a Stella, and you ordered them from Sears Roebuck in Chicago. And, he started playing his songs in joints near his hometown. All right, that's enough about him. We're going to play one more track from him from an album that came out on Sky Records back in 1977. I'm pretty sure I got this one on vinyl too, but I can't quite recall, to be honest, and I haven't got it written into my computer. But anyway, the album was called Hard Again, and just a little track here, I Want to Be Loved.
I wants to be loved. Crazy about every little thing you do. I even cherish your hug. Your kiss is so sweet, honey, thee can't they be. But baby, I wants to be loved. Friend, I love the way you walk when you pass me by, even when you try to snub. The touch of your hand, honey, drives me insane. But baby, I want to be loved. That's it.
And now, before we get into the new album from Muddy's son, Mud Morganfield, an album came out back in 2015 which celebrated what would have been Muddy Waters' 100th birthday had he still been around. And there's a whole pile of guys got together. John Primer, Billy Branch, Gary Clark Jr., Shamika Copeland, James Cotton, Bob Margolin, Keb Moe, Derek Trucks, Johnny Winter, and some more, actually, that aren't listed on my bio that comes with these albums. But, it was to celebrate his 100th birthday, and they covered a lot of his songs. I'd just like to play you one of those from this album, and it's their version of She Moves Me.
moves me, man. Why did I don't see how it's done? She moves me, man. Why did I don't see how it's done? She got a pocket full of money. The little dog don't try to help me none. She moved me when she get drunk. Then she said, I ain't nowhere. She called me a dumbbell. She tell me I ain't nothing but a square. She moved me, man. But I don't see how it's done. She got a pocket full of money. The little girl don't try to help me none. Oh, what kind of woman is that? Who said now I'm not so dumb? I took her to a funeral, boy. The dead jumped up and run. She looked at her deaf and dumb boy. Said now I can speak. She shook her finger in a blind man's face. Once I was blind, but now I can see. She moves me, man. Why did I don't see how it's done? She got a pocket full of money. The little girl don't try to help me none.
All right, time for a couple of these brand new tracks from a brand new album. A couple of them aren't actually new tracks. I have heard them before by Mud Morganfield. He was born to Muddy Waters and a lady called Mildred Williams in Chicago, born back in 1954, actually. And he was raised by his mother and seven uncles, with only the occasional visit from Muddy, and really didn't get to know his father. But he says of his childhood, and I'll quote him here, regarding his childhood in Chicago. I didn't have the pleasure of getting up and walking down the lakefront and watching the ocean and the lakes or something. I came up and there was gunshots and someone may have gotten hit down the street. I mean, I've seen the drunks, the drugs, and I tell you, I can't forget these things because it makes up who I am today. It makes me the man I am today. And funnily enough, he didn't actually, despite being surrounded by music, he didn't consider becoming a professional musician until after his father Muddy died in 1983, and at that time he was driving trucks for a living. But he had a real reoccurring dream of Muddy Waters performing on stage, helped him prompt to begin performing the blues professionally. Anyway, as I said, this is the only album I have of his that's in my computer, that's in my playlist. But I recognise a couple of these albums, and I'm sure I've had them in my playlist in the past. Now, what actually happened is I back up my playlist on a separate hard drive every now and then, and a few years ago I hadn't updated it for about, 3 months, and a lot of my music that I was putting into my playlists, I poke away somewhere else in an old container and keep them there. Then I lost about, my computer broke down and I lost everything on the hard drive in the computer. And because I hadn't backed it up for about 3 months on the separate hard drive, I probably lost some of these albums. And I've got so many in boxes there that I really haven't got around to trying to look through them to see what's not on my playlists. But anyway, this is an album getting released by Delmark. I think it's his first album ever. Mud Morganfield's released on the Delmark label. It's the album's called Portrait. As I said, comes out later this week. It's got some of his earlier stuff on. I mean, he's got Son of a Seventh Son was an album that came out back in 2012. And this is actually a track from his new album, but it's from the Son of the Seventh Son album. So yeah, just as I said, I think I've had these albums in my collection and somehow lost them. Well, I haven't lost them, they're still in my container, but yes, I've lost them out of my playlist. Do I make sense? No, not really. All right, I'm going to play you two tracks from Mud Morganfield from his new album here, and the first one is Son of the Seventh Son.
Son of the Seventh Son, baby, you know it's true. This hoochie coochie man is gonna hoodoo you. I'm a natural born lover, a real backdoor man. Don't you know this Spanish boy has grown up to be a man? I'm the one, I'm the son of a seventh son. I'm gonna beat down the devil, I breathe smoke and fire. Come back from the dead, girl, just to say you're my one desire. You see, the men, they just don't know it. But the little girls, they understand. When I say that I'm a man, you better believe that I'm the man. I'm the one. I'm a son of a seventh son. We'll be right back.
But girl, I don't play. I'll be your man, and I'll wash all your blues away. You see, I drink TNT, I smoke a little dynamite. Trouble get the running when I come into sight. 'Cause I'm the one, you better believe it. I'm a son of a seven star.
Now, Mud Morganfield started his music career in the blues clubs in the south side of Chicago, and he performed a mix of his father's material and his own works as well. Just regarding his performance of Muddy Waters songs in addition to his own, he actually says, and a quote again here, "I started to sing to show the world that Dad left me here. I love and I'm proud to sing his songs just like I love and always be proud of him. I'm not Muddy Waters, and I'm certainly not trying to be Muddy Waters. I'm Mud Morganfield. But when I'm up on stage, I always feel Pops is there with me, and it means so much that I can get on stage and keep his music alive around the world, which is what we all do. Muddy Waters' music will never die." Anyway, here's the second track from this brand new album, as I said, due out later this week. It's called Portrait. Comes out on Delmite Records. Mud Morganfield here with Midnight Lover.
Can't wait until the clock strikes 12. She's a midnight lover. I can't wait till the clock strikes 12. It's the only time that her husband is not there. He works all night, and my wife is home all day. He works all night, and my wife is home during the day. You're surely gonna get me killed, but at midnight I'm on my way. works all night. And my wife is home all day. He works all night. And the little wife is home all day. Well, you surely gonna get me killed, 'cause at midnight I'm on my way.
Thank you. right, time for another quick little break here on the Roots of Rock, and we've got a whole poem of music. We've got some Jeremiah Johnson, brand new tracks, a couple of brand new tracks. Will Jacobs again, that album that's getting released later this month as well. And I'll play another track from Sneaky, another track from that one. And we've got some Joanne Shaw Taylor and some Johnny Winter and all sorts coming up after the break. So stay tuned.
Support this show and others like it by giving a donation. For more information, go to www.npr.nz/donate.
Hi, you're back with Cyan here, bringing you the Roots of Rock on Manawatu Two People's Radio, MPR, 999 AM on your local radio dial, or check us out online at npr.nz. And also to get on demand the back issues of my shows for a little while, you get it at npr.nz/show/rock. Now, I would like to tell you about my Facebook page, but as I mentioned a couple of weeks ago, Facebook, Mr. Zuckerberg, for some reason has decided to cut me off. Now, it cuts off my personal page and my Roots of Rock page. I've been sort of sending begging letters and all sorts, but I've heard nothing back from them. So, except the one thing, I was allowed to download all my previous stuff that they have on Bookface. And amongst it, every comment and everything I've ever liked is actually kept recorded going back about, 12 years or something since I first joined Facebook. Quite bizarre, actually. I'm a bit worried about going back on it if they do let me on, just for the fact that they keep everything I've ever commented on or done something. But I don't know what I did wrong, and they won't tell me. And I thought I was hacked, but Facebook itself has just been nasty to me for some reason. So yes, well, never mind. I won't advertise my Facebook page, obviously, because you're not going to get me. All right, Will Jacobs, now, he just put out an album on Roof Records this year, comes out on November the 25th. I've played you a few tracks from it over the last few weeks because I got my copy very early. But, I'm going to play you another track now to turn you on to Will Jacobs. The album's called Goldfish Blues, and as I said, comes out on Roof Records on the 25th of this month. And little track here, You Do You.
I don't care what you say, I'm gonna do it anyway. I don't care what you say, I'm gonna do it anyway. If that's the kind of life you want,
enough tension in my life, and I grab way too much strife, and I don't need it from my own. Sometimes I just wanna come home and feel good, all without that tube. And I just wanna love you and feel that it comes back to me. Oh, let me say it.
Now, Jeremiah Johnson has released at the end of October, actually, a new album on Riff Records. And I've played you a few tracks from it. I'm going to play you one more, actually. But first off, I want to play you a track from an album that he put out back in February of 2 years ago, 2020 now, again on Riff Records back then. The album was called Heavens to Betsy. And I've got a nice track here called Born Under a Bad Sign. Good old blues classic. And Jeremiah Johnson here, as I said, played you quite a few tracks from this new album that came out at the end of October this year on Roof Records. Album was called Hi-Fi Drive-By, and here's a track called Young and Blind.
Fearless pride. One step forward, two steps back. Why I think I heard him say that once or twice. He said, hey there, son, don't fall in love. Don't know what you're thinking of. No, it's not easy when you're young and blind. Young and blind.
Sweet little lady out of the UK, Joanne Shaw Taylor. She's released, I think, a couple of albums this year, actually. She got a new one that's either just come out or coming out. I played you a single from it quite a few weeks ago, but I still haven't got the rest of the album yet, so I'm not quite sure. I just thought I'd play you a couple of tracks from a couple of earlier albums of hers. She's actually got Joe Bonamassa playing with her at times and also producing these albums she's been releasing lately. So she's got someone looking after her, putting out the music sort of thing. All right, just going to play, as I said, two tracks from her, because I'm playing two tracks from most people tonight. So we've got an album called Reckless Heart, came out back in March of 2019. And I'm Only Lonely.
Fight it if it is really hurt. chips when the chips are down. Now we're not gonna make it. We don't need to say it. Maybe, maybe just stop coming around. Change, walk away before someone's blamed.
Now, this next track comes from an album that came out just a year later, March of 2020, called Reckless Blues. As I said, that first one was called Reckless Heart, that album, and this album was called Reckless Blues. A little track here called Human. We'll be right back.
foolish. Maybe I'm blind, thinking I can see through this, see what's behind. Got no way to prove it, so maybe I'm blind. But I'm only human after all. I'm only human after all. Don't put your blame on me. Don't put your blame on me. Take a look in the mirror. What do you see? Do you see it clearer? Or are you deceived? And what you believe? 'Cause I'm only human after all. I'm only human after all. Don't put your blame on me. Don't put your blame on me. Oh. Some people got the real problem. Some people out of love. Some people think I can solve them. Lord, heaven above. I'm only human after all. My opinion asks me to lie and pray for forgiveness for making you cry. For making you cry. 'Cause I'm only human after all. I'm only human after all. Don't put your blame on me. Don't put your blame on me. Oh. Some people got the real problems. Some people lie. So
now, Johnny Winter passed away a couple of years ago, and as I mentioned earlier, he was actually part of that Muddy Waters tribute album for Muddy Waters' 100th birthday. And so I'm just going to play a couple of tracks from Johnny Winter from quite a while ago. Probably going to take a break between these, but the first one comes from one of my vinyl albums from 1978. And was called White Hot and Blue on a track here called One Step at a Time. Yeah. Hey, time for a quick little break again, and we're coming back with another track from Johnny Winter from a slightly later album, about 8 years later than that one. And we've got some Demetria Taylor and some Tinsley Ellis. And if I can fit it in, we've got some Jimmy Page, but I'm not sure how I'm going to go for time. We just have to wait and see. All right, catch you in a couple of minutes. As I said, don't go away.
If you're enjoying this podcast in Manawatu, you could make your very own, just like this one. NPR exists to help people like you tell your story or share your passion on air and online. Check out npr.nz for more information.
All right, you're back with Cyan here, bringing you the roots of rock on Manawatu People's Radio. All right, as I promised before the break, another track from Johnny Winter. This one came out about 8 years later than White Hot and Blue, and this is another one I've got on vinyl from 1986, and was called Third Degree. And here we have a little track called Love, Life and Money.
Life has made me pay an awful price. I tried to gamble with you, but you was using crooked dice. Somebody gotta suffer. Somebody sure gotta feel something. If it's gonna rain down misery, how come it all? Made me some very fast friends, and just like you made them, you're gonna break them in the end. Somebody gotta suffer. Somebody sure gotta feel something. If it's gonna rain. Yeah, of love, life, and money. Lost all three ways. I'm here to tell you that show ain't funny. Me and my money parted, so did my love and I. Life don't mean a thing, and I wish that I could die. Life can make a whole lot of fools. Always teach you something that you never learned in school. Somebody gotta suffer. Somebody sure gotta feel something. If it's gonna rain down misery, how come it all has to fall on me? We'll be right back.
get my share of love, life, and money. Lost all three ways. I'm here to tell you that you ain't funny. Me and my money parted. So did my love and I. Life don't mean a thing. And I wish that I could die. Life be made. A whole lot of fools. You're always teaching something you never learned in school. Somebody gotta suffer. Somebody sure gotta feel some pain. But if it's gonna rain down misery, how come it all has to fall on me?
I've played you a few tracks of this album from, well, not from this album, but Demetria Taylor put out a new album this year on Delmark, and I have played you quite a few tracks from it, but I'm going to play you another track very shortly. But first up, we're going to play a track from an album called Bad Girl that she put out on Delmark back in 2011, and one of these tracks I haven't played for you before, but it rings a bell in my heart, if you like, because I tend to drink red wine most of the time, as opposed to all these other funny chemicals that are out there. So it's a track called Cherry Red Wine. Now, honey,
you gonna keep on drinking that wine now, honey? Even the grass that grow your grave will be cherry red.
Beth Hart sings a track with the same name as this, but it's nothing like it. So this is obviously Demetria Taylor's own version in a different way. Doing What I'm Supposed to Do is the name of the album, came out this year on Delmark, and a little track here called You Belong to Me.
We do, da-da-da.
Now, I mentioned earlier that I might be playing some Jimmy Page. I've actually had it lined up in my playlist for tonight, but I'm not going to have time. So we'll save some Jimmy Page for the end of the show next week, all right? But right now, we've got some Tinsley Ellis, and he put out an album just earlier this year called Devil May Care. I'm going to play a track from that album, plus one of his earlier albums, which came out back in 2004 on Daltark Distribution. I haven't had a lot of them, but anyway. It was a track composed by John Tiven and Tinsley Ellis. The album was called The Hard Way, and the track is still in the game.
Chasing fame.
Oh, right. Now, Tinsley Ellis put out a brand new album this year, which I've played quite a few tracks from it, but here's one I haven't played. The album was called Devil May Care, and we've got a track called One Less Reason. All right, I'm going to say good night, and I hope you've enjoyed tonight's show. Don't forget to tune in again next week to The Roots of Rock here on Manawatu People's Radio. And if you really get round to it, you could get hold of Facebook and try and find the Roots of Rock radio page and tell them they're a bunch of losers for cutting me off. Anyway, that's about it. Good night.